And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 15th of February, 2017. It was on this date, 1898, the battleship USS Maine exploded in the harbor in Havana. It was there to show support for Cuba's movement for independence from Spain. A massive explosion late at night, 260 crew members were killed. Spain denied that it had anything to do with the explosion, but the American public was outraged. Newspapers ran sensational headlines, the Hearst papers in particular, and Congress issued a declaration of war against Spain in April. The Spanish-American War was very short. Spain asked for peace in July, and they gave up the Philippines, Guam, and Puerto Rico. Cuba gained independence. Nobody is sure what caused the explosion that sank the Maine. Some believe it was a fire in the coal bunker aboard the ship, but there is some evidence to suggest that it may have been a mine after all. It's the birthday of Susan B. Anthony, born in Adams, Massachusetts, 1820, pioneer in the women's suffrage movement. And it's because of her and others allied with her, including Elizabeth Cady Stanton, that women have the right to speak in public and serve on committees and keep their wages and guardianship of their children and vote. She was also an advocate for equal pay for equal work. Her father was a Quaker and a cotton manufacturer. They were abolitionists. Later, Susan B. Anthony became a teacher at a Quaker boarding school in Philadelphia, where she earned a good deal less than male teachers, and that started her thinking about the wrongs that women were suffering in life. So she began speaking in public about equal rights for women. Joined up with Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and the two of them were inseparable until the day Stanton died. Stanton and her husband always set aside a room for Susan B. Anthony to stay in. Anthony never married, though she did take care of Stanton's children. Susan B. Anthony gave hundreds of lectures every year, many of them shut down by mobs throwing rotten eggs at her. There was fights in the audience, benches broken. She was arrested for attempting to vote in Rochester, New York. She was convicted and fined, never paid the fine. She was often asked why she never married, and she said, "It always happened that the men I wanted were those I could not get, and those who wanted me I couldn't have." And then later she said, "I never found the man who was necessary to my happiness. I was very well as I was." And towards the end of her life, she said, "I never felt I could give up my life of freedom to become a man's housekeeper. When I was young, if a girl married poor, she became a housekeeper and a drudge. If she married wealth, she became a pet and a doll. Just think, had I married at 20, I would have been a drudge or a doll for 59 years. Think of it." It's the birthday of the composer and pianist Harold Arlen, born Hyman Arluck in Buffalo, New York, 1905, who wrote the music for Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea and It's Only a Paper Moon and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Here's a poem for today by Louise Glick, First Snow. Like a child, the earth's going to sleep, or so the story goes. "But I'm not tired," it says, and the mother says, "You may not be tired, but I'm tired." You can see it in her face. Everyone can. So the snow has to fall. Sleep has to come, because the mother's sick to death of her life and needs silence. First Snow by Louise Glick, from her poems 1962 to 2012, published by Frere, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.